Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Here we'll talk about a magrefa, a fire shovel. The way it looks is there is a shovel at the end of the handle, but where the handle and the shovel meet, there is a metal ball right at that point in time. Mishnah says, magrefa shiditela kapa teme'a, mipene shehi kekudnas. A fire shovel whose shovel part was removed can still become tameh. It is still a utensil because it looks like a hammer. The handle could be used with the ball that's at the end, the metal ball, as a blacksmith's hammer. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'hachamim mitaharin, but the rabbis say no, the broken shovel is tahor, it is no longer a utensil because it doesn't fit its original purpose. According to them, even though it could be used as a hammer, that wasn't its original purpose, and it wasn't designated as such, and therefore, it is a broken keli which cannot become tameh. According to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't have to designate it to be a hammer. It is a hammer. A broken shovel is used for that purpose. As soon as it breaks, we make the assumption that the person will use it for its other designation to be a hammer. Megera shenitilu shineha ahat mibintayim tehora. If you have a saw that every other tooth was removed, it's tahor. It is going forward automatically pure. It can no longer cut properly, so it's not a utensil. Nishtayed ba melo hasid bemakom ehad teme'a. But if the length of a seat, which is the distance between a person's index finger and his middle finger when they're stretched apart, like think of making a peace sign, the distance between the tops of the tips of the fingers, if in one place there's that much teeth of the saw without anything missing, teme'a, the entire saw could become tameh because that small unbroken section is long enough to use as a saw. If you have that much of an unbroken chain, it could be used, the entire saw could now become tameh. Other tools that may have broken, hama'asad, a small axe used for chopping wood, v'ha'izmel, a scalpel, v'ha'mafsalit, a plane is used in a, it's a wooden block where a blade was attached that it sticks out from the bottom of the block and it was passed back and forth over wooden boards to smooth them out. V'ha'makdeyah, and an auger. An auger is a curved handle on top that's used to make a hole in something. Shenif gemu, that were damaged. All of these utensils that were damaged. In all of these cases, teme'im, they could still become tameh because they remain somewhat usable. We're talking about here where the handle became damaged, but the edge that used for cutting is still intact. Nital hisuman tehorin. But if the cutting edge was removed, then they are tahor because they cannot be used without the cutting edge. Bekulan shenichleku lishnayim teme'im. If any of these tools split into two, they are still have the ability to become tameh because they're usable, even half of them. Chutz min hamakdeyah, except for the auger, which is tahor if it splits into two because it's now useless. V'harokni b'fnei atzma tehora. But if the blade of a plane was removed, so the wood block is there on its own, the block is tahor because it cannot be used for anything on its own.